Welcome to this evening's reading. We just discovered that the connection this evening is actually not just the West Coast, but Prince George, weirdly enough. And the poets were joking earlier that neither had thought to brought a chainsaw to really represent, but perhaps they'll illuminate you in some of the connections and how they found their way into the poetry. The connection at the next reading, which will be held on March 31st, on Thursday, March 31st, is the Stevens, Steve McCormick and Hyten, so we'll hope you'll come out to that. And then there's two more readings that will close out the season. So I invite you to have a look at our website, check out what's coming up, and have a look at what's gone on. We have all the readings have all been recorded and posted on the archives of the website. So if you have missed any readings, you're quite welcome to go and have a look at what's up there. I'd like to thank the Atwater Library and Computer Center and Charlotte, who make this all possible, who run the famous website, and who make the evenings happen. I'd also like to thank, as always, the Canada Council for the Arts, without whom we probably wouldn't be here at all. We'd have gone to the bar just ahead of time. We would have skipped the reading altogether. I'd also like to thank, for tonight's reading, our partners, St. Mary's University, the University of New Brunswick, and Queen's University in Kingston, who helped bring these poets out from not quite Prince George, but the environs. So without further ado, I'll introduce Elizabeth Faczynski, who's a firecracker of a poet. She's the kind of poet you occasionally stumble on a poem or a line of hers and you sort of wish you had written it yourself. Her work's been published all over the place, been nominated for a number of awards, including the Cobzar Literary Award, the Governor General's, the Bronwyn Wallace, and a Pushcart Prize. It's left off the page into film, I think, as well, right? It's going to be produced or has been produced in other media. And she lives in Vancouver where she teaches and is the poetry editor for Event Magazine. But most importantly, she's here tonight to read from one of her three books, or all three, we'll see what we get, Curio, Home of Sudden Service, and the recent God of Missed Connections, in which, in all three books, I think she gives us both the tongue-in-cheek and the thoughtful. So, Liz Baczynski.